Mr. Moderator, if you don't mind, my good friend George Wright's going to assist me here.
You guys aren't going to sing, are you?
No, we're not. I promise you we're not going to sing. Although, we do a pretty good job.
You have 3 minutes.
Yeah. So, first of all, we'd like to...
Please identify yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thomas Mullen, M-U-L-L-E-N. I'm from Campden, New Hampshire.
And
George...
George Wright from Campden, New Hampshire.
Thank you.
George is my partner in crime. So, the first thing, since gifts are being given out, is that we would like to give Mr. Quinlan a token of our appreciation for being here tonight. So, George, if you would take up to Mr. Quinlan. And we'd also like to give a token of our appreciation to Mr. Muntz over here, who I thought had left, but I'm glad to see he's still here. So, Mr. Muntz, likewise, I'm quite sure they'll fit. And so we just want you to know that you guys are part of the team. So, one thing that I wanted to point out, and that I still don't quite understand why the head of this company is still working for the company on an active basis. Thomas May, when he retires, which I understand is imminent, will be collecting his monthly fee or monthly retirement fund, which the monthly amount is over $490,000 a month, every month. That's coming out of all of us here in this room, the ratepayers of this company. I want to make a couple of points. Northern Pass says that New Hampshire needs your power, but it's not true. New Hampshire companies do generate far more power than our state uses, and that was mentioned earlier. Northern Pass wants to bring power through New Hampshire to other states that do need it. So guess what? If you want us to stop fighting you in this effort, bury the power lines, right? Everybody, right? Second of all, Hydro-Québec has lots of surplus power, and they want to get it to market that need it, to the places that need it. If you want us to stop fighting you, Hydro-Québec and Northern Pass, just bury the lines. That's all. Pretty simple, isn't it, everybody? I'd also like to point out that because you knew the feds were going to stop you from going overhead through the White Mountain National Forest, that you've now agreed through the goodness of your hearts to bury the lines. So if you want us to cooperate with you, just bury the lines. Just bury the lines, that's all. And lastly, Northern Pass calls this power low-cost energy. I think isn't that a Donald Trump term? Low energy? I think it is. This power may not cost Eversource a lot of money, but Eversource will make sure it charges its customers as much as the market will bear. If you want us to stop opposing your project, it's very simple. Bury the Northern Pass. Thank you.
Thank you.